This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 8:48, and I want to give you a heads up that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we'll have a one-hour special with our consumer warrior, Clark Howard, as we put the wraps on 2022 and look ahead to the new year. But there's something that Clark said in the special that I wanted to make sure that I put in your ear right now. And it's Clark's three big ways to find financial security in the new year.
Number one would not matter what the calendar year was. And that is, I need you living on less than what you make. I got to get you doing that. Because the only way you get financial security in life is when you live on less than what that paycheck is. So your goal in 23, if you've never been a saver, I've got a challenge for my listeners that we end 2023 with $2,023 saved. Even if you got zero on January 1st, I want you to develop a habit. And habits can be good or bad. The habit I want you to develop is living on less than what you make. And if you say, I can't do it, I mean, I just got all these obligations and all these expenses and my paycheck doesn't go far enough. Start in 23 with one penny of each dollar you make going into savings. And it can be a simple savings account. I don't care where you do it, really. I just want you to start saving money. And then every 6 months, I want you to go up another cent on each dollar. Now, remember, I just said I don't care where you put the money. But that's my second challenge. I want you to open a Roth IRA. You can open a Roth IRA with as little as $1. And a Roth IRA is a tax-free account. You know, we talked earlier about government taxing us this way, that way, the other way, worried about a 1099 for Venmo or something. This is a case where the government says up front, we promise you, you put money in a Roth IRA and you will earn tax-free in retirement and you will spend tax-free in retirement. Number three, I want you to think before you spend. You know, we have had a terrible time with inflation, particularly earlier in 22. A lot of people are wheezing financially. And so some of our spending is emotional spending. Some of it is impulse spending. And I want you just to think through. And if you know yourself and you have a lot of trouble controlling your impulses and buying things that you thought were a good idea, what I'd like you to do in 23 is I want you to buy only with cash.
Clark Howard, our consumer warrior, tomorrow at 8 a.m.